Bismillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the creed of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Today we will clarify an issue that some people have as a misconception. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam urged us that on the 15th night of Sha'ban to perform more obedience on that day. In the hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا رواه ابن ماجه, which means, spend the night preceding the 15th day of Sha'ban in acts of obedience and fast the next day. This is true and it is permissible and it is recommended for people to do extra acts of worship on the 15th of Sha'ban based on that hadith and others. However, the misconception is where some people think that on the 15th of Sha'ban, Allah changes His will, and they ask Allah, they say, "Oh Allah, if you have willed for me to be miserable in life, to be poor, to be unhappy and whatnot, I ask you to change that, to change your will, and make me live happily and will for me the happiness," etc. This dua that some people have spread around is not authentic and it is not true as explicitly clarified by Al-Bayhaqi in his book Al-Qadr. This dua was not confirmed from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam nor from Umar nor Ibn Mas'ud as some people claim. In fact, it is proven and it is clear that the creed of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, that Allah Ta'ala does not change. The will of Allah does not change. The attributes of Allah does not change. Allah is clear from being in a place or having a size or image or form or descending literally or ascending as some people claim. And Allah Ta'ala said, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيْهِ, which means the mashi'ah, the will of Allah Ta'ala does not change. Because Allah Himself does not change, therefore His attributes do not change. So it means my will does not change. This is what Allah Ta'ala told us in Al-Quran. Also another proof that the will of Allah does not change and the attributes of Allah Ta'ala does not change, that had it changed, it would have changed for the dua of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Ibn Mardawayh narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Prophet Muhammad asked his Lord for four matters: that his nation would not be destroyed by famine, that his nation would not be completely destroyed by any enemy, that his nation would not be completely destroyed by a torture similar to the torture which destroyed the previous nations, and all of these were accepted. Except the fourth one, that the people of his nation would not fight one another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah granted him the first three matters, but did not grant him the fourth one. So although it was Prophet Muhammad, the best of the creations, who was making the dua, the supplication, Allah did not grant it for him, because Allah does not change. And Allah Ta'ala told him, Ya Muhammadu, إِنِّي إِذَا قَضَيْتُ أَمْرًا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُرَدْ, which means Allah Ta'ala's will does not change. And more specifically, Imam Muslim narrated in his Sahih that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala revealed on him, O Muhammad, if I willed for something to happen, my will would not change. So the will of Allah Ta'ala does not change. And so are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not change, because change is a sign of the creation. Who changes? The creation. And Allah is the creator. He is the one who specifies the creations and certain matters and certain conditions. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not change. And change is the sign of the creation. And that is why it's not acceptable to interpret the ayah number 5 of Surah Taha, Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa. Some people, they say it literally means Allah sat on the throne, or literally rose above the throne, or he is literally in the upper direction or above the creations literally. The aboveness that is attributed to Allah is the aboveness of status, as Imam Ibn Hajar said, not aboveness of place. So we cannot say Allah Ta'ala is living or residing in the sky or sitting on the throne or is occupying a place or space, because Allah Ta'ala is not like us, not like the creations. He is not a body, neither a small body nor a large body. He is not like the angels nor like the humans. And Allah Ta'ala does not occupy a place because He existed before the creations without being in a place and without occupying a place. And therefore, since Allah Ta'ala does not change after creating the skies and the earth and the directions, He still does not change, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and He did not occupy a place. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala is alive with a life without a soul or body or blood. And after Allah Ta'ala created the souls, Allah Ta'ala did not take a soul for Himself. His life is without a soul. And therefore, it is confirmed that Allah Ta'ala does not change. And we have a popular saying that says, Subhana alladhi yughayyir wa la yataghayyar, which means glorified Allah Ta'ala, who is clear from all non-befittings, whom changes the creations, but He does not change. The mind has a value in the religion, and that is why Allah ordered us to ponder in more than one verse. The ayah of Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa, we say, means istiwa that befits Allah, without Allah being in a place or sitting or moving or changing. And some scholars, they said istawa means He subjugated the throne, because the throne is the largest of Allah's creations, therefore it is under the control of Allah. This interpretation is acceptable. But to say that Allah sat on the throne, this is kufr, this is blasphemy, it opposes Al-Quran, and it contradicts the religion. Imam Ali, when was asked about the throne and about the attributes of Allah, he said, Allah created the arsh as an indication of His power and not to take it as a place for Himself, not to sit on it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْعَرْشَ إِظْهَارًا لِقُدْرَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْهُ مَكَانًا لِذَاتِهِ. And this is due to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked about the beginning of time, he said, Allah existed eternally when there was nothing, and He created the water, and from water He created the throne. That means Allah existed eternally without a place, and Allah Ta'ala does not change. So after creating the throne, He does not take it as a place for Himself, and He did not take it to sit on it as the Jews claim. This is blasphemy to say. And from here, we'd like to talk about a hadith known as Hadith al-Nuzul. Some people, they misinterpret it. An example which proves the silliness of those who believe that Allah occupies the place and ascribe to Allah the boundary and the size is that they misinterpret the hadith that says ينزل ربنا كل ليلة إلى السماء الدنيا في النصف الأخير. And there's another narration, ينزل ربنا, which means angels descend by the order of Allah. There's another narration for this hadith. Those who interpreted this hadith according to its apparent meaning, they say that Allah keeps on saying these words in the last third of the night. Their comprehension of this hadith is a proof about the silliness of their minds. This is because night differs from one country to another. When it is nighttime in one country or one land, it's daytime in another land, and midnight in another land, and the beginning of the day in another land, and so on. So according to their saying, they imply that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be going up from the lower sky to the Arsh every moment during day and night. This is what is called silliness of the mind. However, the interpretation of Ahlul Sunnah, who clear Allah from occupying the place, the direction and the boundary, their interpretation of this hadith is that the descent mentioned in this hadith means that the angels of mercy descend by the order of Allah to the lower sky according to the night of time of every land. The angels would say, "Your Lord says, is there anyone who is making supplication so that that I will answer his supplication? Is there anyone who is asking me for forgiveness so that I will forgive him? Is there anyone who is asking for things so that I will give him?" So the angels would be saying this in every night at that time. Not Allah Ta'ala would be saying this every moment and he would be coming up and down, literally as some people claim. A'udhu billah. The angels convey just what Allah ordered them to convey. This is the meaning of the hadith. This meaning is valid and it is intellectually acceptable. The mind accepts it. However, according to what those ignorant ones say, is that Allah descends from top to bottom. It is silliness of the mind which is not accepted intellectually nor religiously. And it is blasphemy to think that Allah resides in the sky and literally descends and ascends. The saying that the angels descend in obedience to the order of Allah to convey what he had ordered them agrees with the mind and with the religion. Allah is clear from bodily parts, organs, movements, and change. Allah exists without a beginning, without a place and direction, and without resembling the creations in any way. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi al-Salafi said, "Allah is supremely clear of all boundaries, extremes, sides, organs, and instruments. The six directions do not contain Allah. These are attributed to all created things." This is mentioned in his book Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah. He said, "Allahu la tahwihi al-jihatu sitt kasairi al-mubtada'at." And Imam Dhunnun al-Misri and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, they said, "Mahma tasawwarta bibalika fallahu bikhilafi thalika," which means, whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from that. In brief, it means Allah Ta'ala does not resemble the creations in any way. Allah exists without a place. And every ayah that is mutashabiha in Al-Quran cannot be taken literally as some people do. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Karim about Prophet Muhammad when he said to Abu Bakr As-Siddiq, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, this ma'iyyah does not mean literally Allah is with them in the cave. And this would contradict those who take the ayat that are mutashabihat, that have more than one meaning. Those who take it literally on their apparent meaning without complying it with the language and with the muhkam ayat that only have one meaning, they would contradict this ayah with the ayah of Istiwa. In the ayah of Istiwa, they will say Allah is sitting on the throne. And in this ayah, they will say Allah is literally is in the cave. Also, the ayah about Prophet Ibrahim when he said, "Inni dhahibun ila Rabbi." If taken literally, they would say, Ibrahim said, "I'm going back to my Lord, to my God," when he was going to Palestine. This means that they are contradicting Al-Quran, and Al-Quran can never contradict. Rather, it means Ibrahim is saying, "I'm going to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness." And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saying that Allah is with us in support. And the ayah about Istiwa means Allah Ta'ala subjugated the throne, controlled the throne. And the hadith of An-Nuzul means Allah Ta'ala orders angels to descend and to say that Allah Ta'ala will forgive whomever is asking for forgiveness. In brief, Allah Ta'ala does not change. Allah Ta'ala exists without a place and without a direction. And Allah cannot be imagined in the mind. This is the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on it. This is the creed of the companions and Ahlul Bayt. This is the creed of the hundreds of millions of Muslims all over the world. We ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on this creed, and Allah knows best.